any other way besides, you know, like that?
Nothing, this captain, that's all I ever heard of a ship commander.
Just like that.
This captain.
And the person who presides over the county court is called a
judge.
And a child in school is a
scholar.
Now a person that a businessman would hire to look after all his letters and everything's called his private
guardian,
or secretary.
Secretary.
Yeah, something like that. Now a man on a stage would be called an actor,
uh-huh.
And a woman would be called
an actress.
Now your nationality, I mean, anybody born in this country is called
America.
And your race is called
the white race.
And now, did you ever hear of a name for white people that were, well, they weren't too well off, and they didn't, kind of lazy and good for nothing type of people?
Usually just called them good for nothing.
Did they ever call them trash?
White trash, I've heard them called that too.
Around here. Now, what about the person that lived way back in the woods that just never did ever come out, never did come to town, and you know, that didn't ever see anybody?
They'd be called a hermit.
Or something like that.
Yeah. I heard them say backwoodsy.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Call them an old backwoodsman.
Uh-huh.
Or a hermit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something like that. Now, a while ago you say that you're calling yourself a hillbilly. Now, hillbilly is not the same thing as that. That's just, we're all hillbillies.
Yeah, all these Arkansas years are.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess that's about right.
That's what I told them in Washington, D.C. I says, I'm just an old Arkansas hillbilly.
Oh, now, if you were going someplace and you knew you were on the right road, but you just weren't sure of the distance, like somewhere, you'd say, well, how?
You'd inquire.
Mm-hmm. And then you
and find out if you was on the right road,
mm-hmm.
or if you was going in the right direction, mm-hmm. I imagine.
And then if you wanted to know the distance to the next town, you'd say, well,
how far is
mm-hmm,
it?
Something like that. Now, if you wanted to know how many times somebody did something like go to town, you know, you'd say, well, asking about how many times they go to town a week, you'd say, well, how
often do you go to town?
Something like that. Now this next part, this is just purely for pronunciation. Now this is what do you call this?
Your head.
And then just this part across here.
Forehead.
And this.
That's your hair.
Now the what a man has to shave on his face.
That's his beard.
Yeah. And this.
Ears.
And this, where I talk.
Mouth.
Well, mine's too big, but
mine is tails, has been.
This.
That's your throat.
And the whole thing all the way
your
around.
Your neck.
Yeah. Now, this part up above your teeth.
That's your gum.
Yeah. And this part of the hand.
That's the palm.
And this.
Fist.
And two of them.
Double fist.
Now this place where we get our aches and pains, these different things where we get our aches and pains are called
joints.
Yeah. And the upper part of a man's body is called his
torso.
Yeah. And this right here where you're liable to,
that's your shin.
Uh-huh. Now the back part of your thighs, like when you squat down. You squat down on your
hunkers.
Uh-huh. And when you see somebody and they look sick, they look like they've been sick and they look kind of white about the mouth, you'd say, well, he looks kind of
peaked.
Now a person who can lift real heavy weights, you'd say that person's really
strong.